KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal jury in Memphis delivered a split verdict in the civil rights trial of three fired cops in the beating death of Tyre Nichols almost 2 years ago. All three convicted of obstruction, but only one, Demetrius Haley, was convicted of violating Nichols' rights. Nichols' father, Rodney Wells.
We're just so very proud that all of them are going to jail today. We cannot wait on the sentencing, so we'll know what their total time will be. But today was a very good day for our family.
The three also face second-degree murder charges in state court. Dock workers and East and Gulf Coast port owners got tentative agreement on wages, a three-day strike suspended until mid-January. Tesla recalling 27,000 Cybertrucks. The rear-view camera image may not activate immediately when shifting into reverse. This is the fifth recall since the Cybertruck went on sale late last year. This is ABC News. Union workers at Stellantis are none too pleased. They accused the maker of Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram vehicles of not living up to commitments made to end last year's strike. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain.
A strike will cripple this company. And if we have to strike, it's Stellantis' decision to do so because they're not honoring their commitment.
Tens of thousands of new parents in Great Britain have agreed to have their babies' genomes mapped in an effort to find and treat rare diseases more quickly.
There were signs up in doctors' offices across England asking parents-to-be if they wanted their new baby's entire genetic code analyzed in hopes of doing so could detect rare diseases more quickly. 100,000 families have signed up. The screening will go beyond the traditional heel prick for newborns that detects 9 rare conditions. The full genetic coding could help doctors spot as many as 200 rare diseases in children.
ABC Sherry Preston. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Red Cross in Wisconsin is pleading for volunteers willing to help the Hurricane Helene relief. 30 volunteers with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin have answered the call in recent days. Volunteers will get training. They'll have to commit to 2 weeks of service. Anyone who's interested can sign up at redcross.org/volunteer. Democrat Kamala Harris at the birthplace of the Republican Party Thursday, picking up the endorsement of former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
She possesses some of the qualities of character that I most respect in any individual and any leader. Courage, especially at a moment like this.
Cheney says she's never voted for a Democrat for president, but she says now is a time to put country before party. Cheney has called Donald Trump a threat to democracy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about. what they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but Churio, oof.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers coming to an end, then partly cloudy skies developing later on as temperatures drop to the upper 40s. Light north winds of 5 to 10. That breeze will continue on Friday. Sunny skies with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On tomorrow's show, former Green Bay Packer quarterback Ty Detmer joins us for Football Friday, sponsored by Burkle's One Block Over.
And in the Heights Pub and Parlor live music segment, we'll hear from Kurt Gunn. Join us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin! How we doing? Great to be on the air following Civic Media's amazing coverage of the Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney rally. That was pretty interesting. I was listening to that coming in, and man, we do a great job with politics here. It's kind of a tough act to follow, but maybe we could at least switch gears here and talk about some lighter fare, if you will. And I'm sure you can help me do that tonight, Conrad.
Yeah, I guess.
You're here anyway. You might as well, right?
I guess so, yeah. That makes sense.
It's a glass half full attitude. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, wherever you are joining us from here in Wisconsin. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful City Deck Landing here in downtown Green Bay at our WGBW studios. And a big announcement here at Nightlight. So for those of you listening, we have Civic Media is kind of really an anomaly, I think. I don't know much about how radio stations and networks start, but this network just got going so fast. And, you know, it's kind of an overwhelming task. I got on board with Civic Media probably last May, and I cannot believe with the amount of radio stations that they acquired when they launched, there's like 20 of them now in Wisconsin, that they're able to keep up with everything. And the crew, the engineers do such an amazing job. Chris Casper, Eric, and Drew were here last week working. And it's really inspiring. So the whole network is up and running. There's always work to be done, but everybody's working so hard here. And I'm excited because for about 6 months, and the reason I say all that is because hosting a talk show about entertainment and comedy and music and pop culture and Wisconsin and what's going on in Wisconsin, I want the show to be interactive. And we get a lot of texts, which is great. We get great comments on our social media. But I've wanted new phone lines or more phone lines for months. And I keep asking, everyone's like, they're always like, yeah, we want to make that happen. We'll do that. Conrad, it's done, right?
We have more phone lines.
We have more phone lines. So tip of my hat to everybody at Civic Media from Sage on down. This is great that we actually have, because we would take calls, but we'd get like one call. And, you know, it's tough to have people. So I'm putting this out there now, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are great about interacting with the show. It's fun to talk about all the things we talk about. But now you can call, and you might be on hold for a few minutes, but we'll get to the call. So tip of my hat to Civic Media for making it happen. I never got, like, upset that we didn't have phone lines because I know that how much they have on their plate. And but they got it done. They said they would, and they did. So tip of my hat to everybody at Civic Media, especially Casper and Eric and Drew that were here last week working their butts off. And we can get calls. So dial us up. It's the same number, right?
Yes.
All right, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call or text now, ladies and gentlemen. It'd be great to hear your voice, but we're happy to get your text as well. And you can always text us on the stream. As you know, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and I think we're on black and white TV, Conrad? How do we do this? Tell people how they can watch us.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwab and WGBW. We're on YouTube, Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, yes, just Twitter,
just Civic Twitter, Media. That's right.
WGBW.
That's all we ask, folks. Call it Twitter and get in touch with us one way or the other, because it's great to hear from you, and it's great to talk about all the things we love to talk about. So we've got a great show tonight, very guest-heavy and really fun guests. We're kind of varying it up a little bit tonight. As you know, Thursday night is our popcorn pick of the week. We do that at 6:35. And joining us tonight to help us make a great movie pick will be Amy Zimmerman of Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And she is the owner, and we've been trying to get her on the show for a few weeks now. She's finally, I think she was under the weather, and, you know, she owns a company. She's a busy girl. So she's going to join us tonight in studio. And I have to say, I was a little confused because I think her area code, she had a Madison area code, but she's in Green Bay. We could talk about that when she gets here, but do you have any idea how that's happening, Conrad?
Maybe she started in Madison and then moved up here.
That's outrageous. Who would ever do such a thing? Either way, we'll get to the bottom of it. It's going to be great to have Amy in studio here. And then after we hear Amy's popcorn pick of the week, Ezekiel Drews will be here. He's an actor and the founder of a film festival called the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. I hope I'm getting that right. I don't have the sheet in front of me here, but Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. It looks like a really great festival. And so often when festivals get going, they get so big that, you know, it becomes almost at times, it seems like, less about the independent film and what celebrities you can get at the festival or what big, you know, movies you can show. Those are great too. But this is like it's a startup, I think. I think it's a pretty new film festival. So we'll talk to Ezekiel about that and his career as an actor. He is Milwaukee based. It'll be great to meet him. And he is another referral of Guy Behind the Guy, J.B. Thompson, who was here earlier. Was that this week or last week? That was last week, right?
That was last week.
Last week, okay. So J.B. has introduced me to many people here in Northeast Wisconsin. So Ezekiel will be here a little later. And then we got cut short last week. We had a time issue with Jesse March. He is the marketing director, I believe, for the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, which is way over on the west part of the state, closer to the Twin Cities, and it is just a really cool theater over there, and they're doing some great things. They just restored everything, and they've got a big production coming up, so I told Jesse we'd have him on for another quick hit this week, and he was gracious enough to agree to come back on the show and give us some more of his time, so we'll talk to Jesse, and if you are in that part of the state listening, I highly recommend checking out the Festival Theater. It looks so beautiful, and just like a really classy space. So we'll talk about that with Jesse. Great guests. It is a Thursday night. As I mentioned, it's our popcorn pick of the week. Popcorn is the great movie snack pastime of America. But there are other things happening tonight, Conrad, in the world of sports. You're a sports guy. Fill us in. What's happening?
Well, the Brewers right now are playing the Mets. This is an elimination game for both. Whoever wins moves on to play the Phillies. And so, yeah, we got to win that. That's for sure. We can't have this great season and then just lose to the Mets. That'd be very sad. I think Wisconsin would be sad as well.
Yeah.
But also, it's Thursday night football.
Right. Who's playing tonight?
It is the Atlanta Falcons against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh. Oh, good. Baker Mayfield's on TV again.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good now.
He's a hard guy not to like. I just don't get... Like, I like that he's kind of a survivor, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he's more than that. He's not a journeyman. He's better. He's a better quarterback. But I don't know why I don't get excited when Baker Mayfield's playing.
Do you get excited when Sam Darnold's playing?
I do now.
Okay, well, that's kind of the same thing. You know, they both started out in pretty bad situations. They moved on. They showed that we still have talent. We belong in this league. And that's what they're both doing. And I really enjoy watching both of them.
That is a fair point. However, Darnold was really on the scrap heap. I mean, Baker Mayfield was doing commercials, you know, his rookie year. And God, those guys. The reason I feel the way I do about him is probably because of those commercials. The first time it was cute, and then it's like, oh, God, they're going to play this five times during the game. This is horribly annoying. And it kind of changed my opinion of him. Yeah, because he's great. But Darnold, man, this guy, he was written off.
Yeah, he really was. And I think it's cool seeing it. You know, you start out with a, like, you know, Baker was on the Panthers. I mean, they're still not doing anything good. But right. Darnold started on the Jets, and they were in the same situation. It's just nice to see them. And, I mean, Darnold came into a situation that wasn't that great this year anyways.
Right.
They're 4-0.
Who thought? Nobody saw that coming.
No one. I mean, honestly, their rookie was planning to start J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
And I believe his ACL, he's out for the year now.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold, who would have thought, right?
Right. And I can cheer for that. I think that's kind of cool. I think resiliency, there's something to be said for that in all facets of life, not just sports. But yeah, he's got some grit. So whatever. We got off on a tangent. The point is, our question tonight, popcorn is America's movie snack. What is your snack for when you watch sports? What do you like to eat when you watch a sporting event? Football, baseball, basketball. You get the drill. Kentucky Derby. Pinewood Derby?
Yeah, why not?
What do you like to eat when you watch a Pinewood
Water
Derby?
Polo?
Is it Pinewood? It's Pinewood, right? Were you a Boy Scout?
I was. I believe I did do that.
Well, thank you for your service.
I was only in there because my dad wanted me to, I think. I don't remember.
I wrestled with it because it was like, I was a Cub Scout for like a cup of coffee. I think I got through basic training and then I jumped ship. But
yeah.
You know, like with my own child, they tried to get the chapter going where we lived in Los Angeles. I was like, you know, yeah, maybe he should join. And then I was just like, then I got to bring him to meetings. They're going to ask me to do stuff.
Then you started weighing options.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversy around the Boy Scouts. So I think we bypassed it, but I have nothing to get. I think it's great. You know, if.
So actually, I just got my parents moved. They had these like four buckets of Packers stuff that was in my room when I was younger and was at my great uncle's, I believe. And just got those buckets back. And I actually found the car that
Wait,
I raced.
What buckets? That's coming back to me now. What does that mean?
Well, I just had big buckets of stuff that was from my past.
Well, that has nothing to do with the Pinewood Derby.
No.
You're just saying that's where you put stuff.
But I found the car.
Okay.
I found the little podium that you put it on.
Wow.
And the car. It didn't look good. It looked like it could have used some work, probably why I lost.
I just didn't have the commitment. Like the Pinewood Derby, first of all, you got to build a really slick little car.
Yeah.
You got to have these great wheels on it. And I remember them saying, only race it on the track. Because, and I couldn't do that. I'm like, no way, man. We're outside playing, me and some other kids, and racing. And then they get on the track, and it's like creeping down the track, and the other kids that were like committed to the Pinewood Derby just blew us out of the water. But do you still have it?
I remember just playing with it though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're that young. You're like, it's a cool car.
Yeah. I built it.
Yeah.
I'm like a junior Henry Ford. So that's our question tonight. Let us know. What is your favorite snack to watch sports with? You got football tonight. You got Brewers baseball. What is your favorite snack for when you watch sports? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's our popcorn pick of the week. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk independent film and theater as well. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jim from Appleton says, favorite snack to watch sports with is no doubt cheese, crackers, and sausage. That is the all-time. That is the all-time Wisconsin snack.
Oh yeah!
At any holiday party you go to, there is like people. They got a knife and you cut your own slice of sausage off of there. You get cheese and crackers.
I always have like just platters of single sliced cheese. You know, you got your cheddar, your pepper jack, your Swiss,
right?
And on the side of it is those different types of crackers,
right?
So that's always good. And the summer sausage, you know, on that platter as well.
Summer sausage. That's it. Summer sausage.
Yeah.
So it is sausage, but yeah, it's, and I remember like at family parties, those would be out after about 3 hours. The cheese looks disgusting.
Yeah, like, it's slimy. And
but I can still eat the sausage. Like that didn't matter. Jim also says, I agree with you on the Baker commercials, but I've long thought he was underrated as the Browns quarterback. I will give you that. He is a good quarterback. There's no question about it. The guy is like, you know.
Again, you know, you just get put in these unfair situations as a number one pick. I mean, you're that good, but unfortunately, you'll go to one of those teams that need you, and sometimes it just doesn't pan out.
Oh, look at Bryce Young. He could be ruined.
Yeah.
People said that about Darnold, too, but hopefully Bryce Young will get a second chance. But they're the worst organization in sports, maybe, the Carolina Panthers.
Well, the Carolina Panthers and the White Sox, they might have to go face-to-face in the all-time worst.
Right.
I think though, what we do as Green Bay Packers, we get the quarterback, and we already have a good quarterback, a veteran. You learn from them, and that's what they should have done with Andy Dalton and Bryce Young, I think.
Not only that, but you guys have a coach that is a good coach for a quarterback to learn.
Yeah.
McCarthy was, Holmgren was, LaFleur is. That's a great system. And, you know, you've got, it's hard though. It takes a discipline to draft a quarterback when you don't need one. I don't think most organizations can do that. It's tough. It's like, well, we either draft a pass rusher or a left tackle or a quarterback, even though we have a Hall of Famer. That's tough, you know. So that's our question tonight, folks. And great answer, Jim. What is your favorite snack to watch with or to eat with sports? Popcorn is for movies. You could say popcorn for sports too. But what is your favorite snack to watch? Can't talk. You know what it is? There was some kind of either, I don't know if it was a chemical spill. It looked like hazmat was up in Marinette today. And I got a late start because I had an issue with my washer and dryer. And a friend of mine was helping me fix it. And I still had show prep to do. It was just like one of those days where everything went askew. Finally, I get on the freeway or the highway and I'm heading down here. And I'm like, oh, I did okay. The bridge is up. I've been doing this show for 10 months. I've seen the bridge up, but I've never gotten caught well, this today I was behind it, and the boat that was going through was like a 50 horsepower nothing.
Those are always the worst ones.
Why is that? I mean, are those bridges that low that you need to raise them for any boat?
See, that happened to me a couple months ago. I think I was waiting for like 25 minutes. That was it, because the boat, you know, you get those boats, like you said, they're slow.
Right.
I put my car in park, actually, and just sat there and was like...
Took a nap.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, this is terrible. So I look down to, is it Walnut, is the next street over, and I'm like, well, maybe I just do a U-turn here and go up to Walnut. But I was very proud of myself, because if I had done that, the boat would have been going that way, and that bridge would have gone up right as I got there, and I'd watch all the other cars zooming through where I just was. So I stayed, and I waited it out, and it wasn't too bad. But for some reason, it's affecting my ability to talk. So Todd Michaels is a paranormal investigator in his spare time. And he's really interesting to talk to about that stuff. He was on the show. He produced the show a couple weeks ago, and we talked about the paranormal and ghost stories and all that kind of stuff. He also has an uncanny ability. Like, I walked in the studio one day, and Todd goes, oh, man, what's going on with you? And I was having a really bad day, but I thought I hit it well. And I'm like, I'm just having a crappy day. And I'm like, how did you know that? Am I that bad at disguising my bad moods? And he goes, I just have a thing. I can tell when people, and he does. And here's the other thing. He sends out these sheets every day. And this is kind of serendipitous. I did we talk about this for New Wisco Weekend? I did What's Eating Gilbert Grape as my movie pick of the week this week.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't talk about it, but.
So that's what it is. And I almost added into the beat that Leonardo DiCaprio took that role at 18 years old, got Oscar nominated, and passed up a role in Hocus Pocus. And I was like, oh, I'll leave that out. And then in Todd's sheet that went out, this is actually yesterday, it says he's got that tidbit in here. Leonardo DiCaprio could have played Max in Hocus Pocus. He backed out because he was up for parts in This Boy's Life and What's Eating Gilbert Grape, both of which he got. So Todd is clairvoyant. Have you ever had a moment like that with Todd?
I don't think he's... said that to me.
He's not on to you.
I don't think he's... What's wrong with you, man?
He just reads... maybe it's just me. That's not fair either, because like he can always read me, and I have no idea what's going on with him. He just kind of always seems like he has it together. But I'm sure inside he's a boiling cauldron of... I don't know. Radio. So I saw... Okay, yesterday we were talking about these funny reels on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram, but I don't really do anything on Instagram. But I watch the reels, and I don't know what it is about people falling. If they don't fall on their head or their neck, I laugh hysterically. I can't watch the ones where they fall in an excruciatingly weird angle. But the ones that I love now are the golfers. There's one, this guy has a cigar in his mouth. He's probably 60. And somebody hooks a fake snake to his belt, and he turns around and loses his mind. And the more he moves, the more the snake crawls after him. He's whacking at it with his golf course or his golf club. His friends can't even control themselves. They're laughing so hard. And his eyes are bugging out. I mean, I don't care who you are. Having a snake on your tail where it looks like it's just making a beeline for you is everybody's worst nightmare. But I was laying in bed, like, laughing. The whole bed was shaking. I'm trying not to wake my wife. And I just couldn't stop laughing. I love those. Do you watch the reels?
I've actually seen that one.
Yeah.
And I was laughing like that as well.
It's just great. It's great stuff. Okay. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, it is our popcorn pick of the week. And this week, making said pick will be Amy Zimmerman from Poppin' Z's. She is in studio. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to hear all about Poppin' Z's popcorn and get a good movie pick. It's win-win. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here she comes now, walking with a love, with a love that's all so fine, never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone, and you're forever talking on the phone.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal jury in Memphis delivered a split verdict in the civil rights trial of three fired cops in the beating death of Tyree Nichols almost 2 years ago. All three convicted of obstruction, but only one, Demetrius Haley, was convicted of violating Nichols' rights. Nichols' father, Rodney Wells.
We're just so very proud that all of them are going to jail today. We cannot wait on the sentencing so we'll know what their total time will be. But today was a very good day for our family.
The three also face second-degree murder charges in state court. Dock workers and East and Gulf Coast port owners got tentative agreement on wages, a three-day strike suspended until mid-January. Tesla recalling 27,000 Cybertrucks. The rear-view camera image may not activate immediately when shifting into reverse. This is the fifth recall since the Cybertruck went on sale late last year. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Union machinists are on strike at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
What made Milwaukee famous has made the area outside the Miller campus a strike zone. About 40 workers were picketing. The union rejected Molson Coors' recent offer, citing inadequate wages compared to other trades and inflation. Molson Coors maintains that their offer is competitive. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. Reports say a federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted to look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for going on 30 years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 430 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 68 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming windy with a high of 73. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny, breezy, 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin will join us to talk about the newest referendum you're going to see on the November ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
I am Pete Schwabba. This is the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week. One of my favorite times of the week because it reminds me of movies. My first love is movies when we're not talking about people. And I absolutely love the idea of going to the movies, eating popcorn, hearing that popcorn being made. It's such a great, it's the American pastime when it comes to movie snacks. And joining me today, tonight, here on Nightlight is Amy Zimmerman, owner of Pop and Z's. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Pete.
It is so great to have you here. You were not feeling well a couple weeks ago. We had to reschedule, which we were happy to do because you sounded like you were not in good shape.
Oh, it was horrible. Just horrible. So I'm glad I'm upright.
And it was vertigo.
It was vertigo.
That's awful.
Yeah. It was so not fun.
Could you not even get out of bed?
I could not get out of bed. My bed was spinning. I did not like that feeling off at all. I wanted to get off this ride really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a popcorn that helps with vertigo? Have you
mastered
that? Okay.
Yeah. I wish I did.
Would have wolfed it down.
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad you're feeling better. It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Pop and Z's right here in Green Bay.
Right here in Green Bay. We've been at it for 14 years. So,
nice.
And we started it because my son has a disability.
Okay.
He has a traumatic brain injury. And back when he was in high school, we thought, okay, what kind of job can he do? So we did a bunch of research and we started out as kettle corn guys. And then that went really well, did that for a couple summers. And then we thought, okay, as he's getting ready to exit high school, how can we make this into a year-long activity? So did some more research and started. Then we went into the gourmet popcorn business. So it's been going crazy ever since.
14 years. And Danny works there?
Danny works there. He also goes to the CP Center here in Green Bay so he can hang out with his friends. And, you know, he went swimming today and do some fun stuff. And then when he gets home, we make popcorn. We spend most of our weekends making popcorn.
Who's involved? Is it just you and Danny or are there other people?
Primarily Danny, myself, and my other son, Matthew.
Okay.
And then when we get really busy, we coordinate before COVID, local high schools, Ashwaubenon High School primarily, in their work experience program for people with disabilities. They helped us out for the holidays for a number of years. COVID did a number on all of that volunteer kind of stuff. So some of those volunteers back when they were in high school still help me today during the busy holiday period. So that still keeps them involved, keeps them, you know, they have a job and, you know, so they enjoy it.
That's that's great. So it helps people, you know, you put people to work too, which is nice. It's a community business, a small business, which is great. I'm fascinated because most of the people I've talked to on the show that have popcorn companies, it was not their, like, I get out of college and I start a popcorn company. It was like, I was a welder or I did this or I had a painting business. Mm-hmm. Like, how does that happen? Did you, like, fall in love with popcorn or did you go, hey, nobody's making popcorn, I'll do that? You
know? I had no idea. I mean, this was not in my life plan of anything. But I'm a mom of somebody with a disability.
Right.
So my first priority is to see, you know, what can Danny do? And job opportunities for people with disabilities is horrible. And I wanted Danny to be involved in something that he enjoyed, that was safe for him, and that, you know, we as a family can do together.
Yeah.
So this just, you know, after lots of research, this just kind of fell into our lap, so to speak.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's really worked out well.
Is it something you do in your home? Can you make in your home or you have okay.
No, you can't. We have a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
So we, you know, in our kettle corn business, we started out in a trailer, you know, did that for a while. And then we rented a commercial kitchen for a while. And now we have our own space. So that's a big plus.
Why did you start with kettle corn? That seems messy and harder to do, more delicious than maybe than regular popcorn. But what made you start with kettle corn?
Probably because it was easy. Huh? You know, it task-wise, you know, there's not a lot of steps involved, so Danny can do those steps. Cost-wise, back, you know, 14 years ago, it wasn't so bad. It was easy to start, easy to get involved. So, you know, that was a huge thing. And at the time, I didn't have a whole big time commitment either. So I thought, okay, I've got the summer free, so let's give it a whirl.
That's so impressive that you founded a business just to help your son. I just want to say I really think that's pretty incredible. So good for you.
Thank you.
What were you doing before you started popping the corn?
At the time, I was also a preschool teacher.
Oh.
So, you know, I did that during the regular year. And then, so I had my summers fairly open. So we kind of did that. But
that's terrific. Okay, so why is popcorn America's favorite movie snack?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
No, but it is. It's the number one snack overall. It beats potato chips.
It's healthier, right?
Yeah. It's healthier. Well, except for mine. Maybe not, but.
Well, I can't wait to taste it then. If it's not healthy,
well,
it must
after
be good.
60, well, I shouldn't say all of it. Some of it is, you know, I put a lot of coating on some of this. So
we've got, this is what, this is green and gold.
Green and gold.
Okay. If you're watching on the stream, if you're not, you should be. But if you want to join us, we can show you Poppin' Z's green and gold. In honor of the Packers,
I assume. In honor of the Packers, okay.
So what, this is caramel corn?
It's caramel corn. Okay. Green and gold.
And it's not healthy?
Sure, I'll go with that.
Conrad, have you had some yet?
I have not.
Do you want to, because I'm fasting, I'm going to try some tomorrow. Do you want to try some on the air?
Sure.
I think you should come in and grab a bag.
We also have the Green Bay mix, you know, promoting all things Green Bay.
Yeah.
Which has got caramel and then cheddar.
Caramel and cheddar.
Right.
Nice.
Lots of people say it's Chicago mix, but I'm like, I can't promote Chicago.
Yeah.
So I have to promote Green Bay.
You want to try the green and gold? There you go, buddy. All right. Conrad is going to give us a full report in moments.
Oh, boy. High pressure now.
It's a lot of pressure. So, okay. So that's, you brought a box in. You're very generous, or a bag with all kinds of different flavors. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Where, you said you have 60 flavors?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to that? Where did that come from?
Well, again, Danny, in his classes at the CP, they analyzed my website. And they took a whole week to do this. They analyzed my website, came back with a whole list of flavors that we needed to make. So Danny brought this list back. We tried what we could, made what we could. Danny brings the samples back to CP, and they, you know, the ones that I needed to make, I kept those. Then they scratched off some other ones that they didn't think were so hot. So, you know, we've got birthday cake flavor, which somebody wanted for their birthday. Somebody liked chocolate, peanut butter, and caramel. Those were their favorite flavors. So we mixed
really
that
good.
Together. We just come up with all kinds of different things.
It's not,
Halloween
like,
flavors we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, holiday. Caramel drizzle.
It sounds like you have your own little focus group built in there.
We do.
Easy to check. That's very nice.
Do.
Right, yeah.
Our new flavors, Danny just brings a bag back to the class, and you know, they tell me if it's thumbs up or thumbs down.
If they wolf it down in 30 seconds,
yep,
you know, you
then
have a
winner. Good. Right, then we're good.
All right, so what's your favorite popcorn that you make? What's your favorite flavor?
Green Bay mix is probably
the one Conrad's eating right now?
The one Conrad's eating right now.
Look at him. He's in flavor country.
Yep. Yep.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay.
We just made a new ranch flavor.
Okay.
Which is, you know, ranchero, we call it. That's a really good one right now. Another new flavor is pizza.
Pizza-flavored popcorn.
Pizza-flavored popcorn, which I was surprised.
How do you do that?
I can't tell
you. Oh, you can't tell me, I guess. Yeah.
I can't tell you.
It's kind of a...
trade secrets,
you
know?
You blend up a pizza... And then you drizzle
then
it over.
Drizzle it over.
That sounds
that
horrible.
Sounds
I'm sure
really
that's
awful.
Not what you do.
Yeah.
So,
our way is a little easier than that.
So you like green and gold. What's Danny's favorite flavor?
Danny's is cheese.
Just cheese corn. Cheese
just
popcorn.
Cheese popcorn. Although he'll anything, you know, the barbecue flan, you know, he likes those. The spicy ones, maybe not so much, but,
okay,
you know.
That sounds good. The cheese is like a commitment, though, because you basically, you have to shower and towel off after you eat cheese popcorn. It's not, you can't just, you know.
Well, depends on how delicate you're eating this.
Listen, when I eat popcorn, Amy, I attack it. No, it's
well,
it's
you
usually...
and Danny would get along really good.
Do you have a thing where you kind of donate proceeds to people with injuries or brain injuries?
We do. We do an awful lot. Well, we do fundraisers for people as well.
Okay.
You know, we just had Operation Song, which is here in Green Bay. They ordered a bunch of our popcorn for them, and which is a military thing, and they're collaborating with creating music and that kind of thing.
Nice.
You know, that's going on tonight. So, yeah, we do give quite a bit back to the community when we can.
Right.
But, again, we're a small business. We got to make money in order to give it
away.
Of
course. But that's nice, and all the more reason, I think, if you're in the Green Bay area to try Poppin' Z's. Eat some of Amy's popcorn. You've got 60 flavors to choose from, ladies and gentlemen. That's probably growing, I would assume, all the time.
Right.
She feeds it to high school kids and uses them as her own free focus group, so she doesn't have to pay a big marketing. You got to cut corners as a small business, right?
Right. You got to take advantage. See, exactly. he hasn't had dinner yet, so, you know, he's
that's
really
right.
starving over there.
So this is good.
But we've also shipped 46 different states so far.
That was my next question, is how can people get it? If you're not in Green Bay, how can people go to your website, ship it, send it to people like for the holidays or whatever? It's a great holiday gift.
Yep. And that's what, you know, you just go to my website, order away. Any questions, you can just email me and we'll
it's
get
just
back
Google Poppin' Z's or do you want to give the...
It's Poppin' Z's gourmetpopcorn.com. Longest website ever. If I knew what I was doing when I started, I would have shortened it, but... You know,
where does the name come from, Poppin' Z's?
In my research, there was another company, I think it was in Kansas. Again, a dad and somebody with a disability. His
really?
Son had a disability. They were doing similar things in Kansas. And it just kind of, I think they were Poppin' Joe's. I think dad has passed away, so the business is sold or you know, not existent anymore. But that's kind of, I figured if they can do it, we can do it.
Poppins is just a great thing. And it screams popcorn. So what else can, you know, unless it's...
How else do you...
I mean, could be like acne, I guess, or something.
Well,
but no,
you want
popcorn
to go there.
It's great. And I think that popcorn, too, is... I didn't know this. I only did this when we started doing this segment. I looked up popcorn, and it's because it became the snack because it was cheap during the Depression to make. Mm-hmm. And... Eventually, theater owners love the idea that people could hear and smell popcorn when they come in. I mean, it's just, it's like one of those things that just became a piece of Americana.
Right.
So great.
Well, and I didn't know when we started how many different kinds of popcorn there are.
Yeah.
So we actually use 3 different kinds of popcorn seeds in our popcorn.
Oh.
Which is different than what the movie theater guys
probably
make.
Right.
Yeah.
More basic.
So who knew? I didn't know that.
Have you, do you have a movie pick for us?
Danny likes.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Don't say it yet. Conrad, we need a. It's time, for, ladies and gentlemen, for the actual popcorn pick of the week. Amy Zimmerman is here, about to make the pick. Go ahead, buddy.
Danny likes old school movies, Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2.
Oh, man. I love that.
You know, those, Cars. Cars 1, Cars 2.
Because Danny would be about your age and my son Joe's age.
Those were some of the best movies.
Yeah,
I loved them.
And they were you guys were spoiled that generation because those were the best kid
those
movies
were the best,
ever. All right, Amy Zimmerman is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you what you're watching on TV.
Oh, gosh.
When you're done popping the corn. So we'll do that next. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This moment, you need everything. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So I'm talking to Amy here. Amy Zimmerman from Pop and C's Popcorn here in Green Bay. She just helped us make our popcorn pick of the week. And she did it on behalf of her son, Danny, who helps her make the popcorn Toy Story. So, I mean, that's one of my top five favorite movies of all time is Toy Story. And Toy Story 2 as well. I know some people think that's better than the original. I just think Toy Story, the first one, was so different than anything I had seen.
Right.
And the whole concept of the toys, I don't think you can beat that. And 2 is great. And maybe it's a little more suspenseful. I don't know. But Toy Story 1 is one of my all-time favorite movies. So that's a great pick. So, folks, if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, give Toy Story a revisit because it is excellent. And Amy's son, Danny, loves it too. Mm-hmm. So you just told me, though, during the break, tell me your favorite movie.
Oh, The Cowboys. John Wayne.
John Wayne.
John Wayne. John Wayne movies. All the way.
We don't talk about I did say the other night, I think it was the anniversary of True Grit dropping, and I do like the Jeff Bridges True Grit better than it's a little updated. I love Jeff Bridges. I like John Wayne for that time. I don't know if that kind of acting holds up necessarily today. I don't know if you could pull that off, but he's such an icon.
Right.
And
right.
he made so right. many movies.
Right. Right.
So The Cowboys, and I can tell you I've never seen that, so I'll have to check it out.
Oh, you've never seen The Cowboys? Oh, you've got to watch it. It's fabulous. Bunch of kids. It's just wonderful.
I will definitely check that out. That's a great...
Bunch of kids getting into manhood. It's fabulous.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one.
All right. I will check that out. And you said you grew up in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So you liked all those Western movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And do you have another John Wayne one you like?
Now you're making me think. Other than True Grit, now I can't think of the one with Maureen O'Hara. Oh, I can't remember the name.
Conrad, we should go to the Google John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara. You also said you like your favorite. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite snack to watch during sporting events? And you said
popcorn.
Popcorn.
It's got to be popcorn. We have big bags all over the house.
Let's say there's no popcorn left in the world.
Oh,
the world is devoid of popcorn.
To eat.
Okay, then you just starve to death.
Right.
Wow. That's serious commitment to your product. And you're a big Brewers fan. Do you have a production?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I hope the guys pull it off tonight, so we'll see what happens. But
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a good game.
It's nice when you're, I think for me, it's like, it's nice when your teams are in the playoffs. It just helps a little bit. You know what I mean? So do you have a TV show you binge watch at all? Or do you watch any of the Netflix shows or are you too busy?
I'm pretty much too busy.
Okay.
You know, it's taking care of Danny.
You need to listen to
the
show.
The single mom kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to listen.
If I sit down, I fall asleep. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a problem. You need some coffee, and we'll give you recommendations because you need more in your life.
You need some relaxation time, right?
We all need that. But in the meantime, we appreciate you coming by. This was so much
fun. Thank
you very much. And check out Poppinsy's popcorn, ladies and gentlemen. You wanted to tell us you have a flavor that you forgot to mention.
Right, I did. Well, speaking of the Brewers, we do have a Brewers popcorn as well. So,
okay.
You know, you got to support. And we have Badgerland, too, for those Badgers.
For the Badger. Okay, so what is the Brewer flavor?
Well, we have two versions. There's one with a navy and yellow caramel. That's my son Matthew's favorite combo. And then we also have a navy caramel and white cheddar together.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. What about the Badgers?
Badgers is red caramel and white cheddar.
Okay.
Got to have those red and white colors.
I thought you were going to say like the Brewers flavors, like it tastes like a baseball mitt or something.
Oh, bite your tongue, Mr.
Well, that could
Cub
be interesting. I think that could be interesting. Change it up a little bit. Any new flavors on the horizon we should look for? You want to give us a teaser?
I think I better just kind of hold off. Well, we've been trying to work on a cream cheese flavor.
Interesting.
Yeah, but haven't quite figured that one out yet. So we're working on that one.
Give people one more time.
For the day.
Okay, tell people one more time where they can find your popcorn, where they can mail it to someone. Send someone some Brewers popcorn for the holidays. If they get past this round of the playoffs, maybe it's the perfect snack to send someone. So how do they find
it? Especially if you're watching the game. Poppinsy's gourmetpopcorn.com.
Poppinsy's gourmetpopcorn.com. Or do what I do. I just Googled it and you came up and that's how I found you. So this was fun. Thank you for coming in.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Missing some of the Brewers game to spend time being silly here.
Yeah. Keep your fingers crossed. Go Brewers.
Keep Danny at it. We need more flavors. 60. Don't stop at 60.
I know.
All right.
What am I going to say?
Conrad, we need a report. How's the popcorn?
Oh, it's great.
Is it gone?
It's going to be. I haven't had really good made popcorn like that in a long time, so it's really good.
Thank you.
In the caramel corn, too. I love when you walk by a place and they have fresh caramel corn and you can smell it. Where is your store here in Green Bay?
Our commercial kitchen is actually
kitchen. Okay.
Right.
Everything right out of there.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We don't have a storefront licensing requirements.
Okay.
And where we are.
So can people like roll up right on your property and buy some popcorn from you?
No.
No.
Well, we make all our popcorn.
That's a fine
sorry
how you
about
do.
That.
we make our popcorn
to order. So it's always fresh. I don't have stuff laying around. So no, you can't just show up at my doorstep and want popcorn.
That's
so,
fair, Amy.
You know,
hardworking single mom selling the popcorn. Her sons are helping her. Check out Poppinsy's popcorn. This was so much fun. Amy Zimmerman, thank you for coming in and helping us with our popcorn pick of the week.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Good luck to your Brewers. I wish you luck.
I know. Okay. We'll keep our fingers crossed. There's always next season.
All right, we're talking independent film and acting next with Milwaukee-based actor Ezekiel Drews. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I do not start, and it breaks my heart. From when it did I fall?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Old World Wisconsin's Maria Comiskey for some Freaky Friday talk. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins us with excellent tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.